BJ and Jamie.
Here's an idea that's come out by Smirnoff. I think it's a good idea, but yet a bad idea.
The vodka
people.
All right.
They are putting out for this holiday season vodka-filled ornaments for your tree. Now, look, these are the ornaments.
Okay.
They got little hooks on top of them, but they're filled up with Smirnoff vodka. Okay? And you can order them by the six-pack, which means, you know, order three of these. You got 18 for the tree, and you hang them on the tree.
Do you know how many of my ornaments break, fall off the tree and break?
Right.
This is a bad idea.
Well, there's a couple of reasons it's a bad idea. First of all, somebody walks into your house and they see Smirnoff all over your tree. Yeah. They're going to think you got a problem.
There's a problem there. Okay? Yep.
Mm. Now, if the bottles are full, you can easily explain it. Like, these are ornaments. Yeah. You get them from the Smirnoff company. I think they're kind of cool. You can explain it. But if your ornaments are empty.
What happened to your ornaments? Why are they so light?
That means you've got a problem,
This is a bad idea. Why are they doing this?
I have no idea.
Is it just supposed to be funny, like a gag gift or something?
I don't think you're supposed to actually put them on the tree. You know, I think maybe sit them around the house.
It's funny you say that because I know this is going to be shocking to you, but I was at the liquor store the other day and getting supplies for the blizzard of 2018. And I saw that they now have a freezer at my liquor store and it's for alcohol-infused ice cream.
Oh,
but they look like fun for kids. I'm afraid my kid, I'm not going to get...
A kid wouldn't be in the store.
No, but if I put it in my freezer.
Oh.
It looks like a fun novelty. And so my kid is going to grab a pint of it and a spoon. And the next thing I know, he's on the floor dead.
Yeah.
I mean, how can they do that? It looks so...
Yeah, he'd be tipsy. I don't know about dead, but he might be tipsy.
Alcohol poisoning. But, I mean, can you believe that stuff, like, making it...
Well, it probably doesn't have... did you look at the contents?
No, I didn't even open the freezer.
What it...
No.
Because it's probably very low.
But why do you need alcohol in your ice cream? There comes a point, people...
You don't.
...where you have to check yourself and go, wow, I might have a problem if I need this in my ice cream. Jamie, if it has to be in my food, I need to go to rehab.
Why do you need weed in your brownies?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. You're making the same point. Right. Right? All right. These cost $13 each. They're the 750. Is that the milliliters? 750 is a big container. This isn't meant for the tree. This is to put on a shelf.
This is a bad idea. There's no way. Oh, by the way. Oh, but your kid isn't walking yet. But, you know, you're going to have to start decorating that tree about... And it looks so stupid, you're going to hate it. You have to start decorating it about 2 feet up.
From the halfway point up.
Yeah, yeah. And it looks dumb, and you're going to be like, oh, my God, Christmas is ruined. But it's actually kind of fantastic, too. So, and this will be his first Christmas.
It will be.
And so you're going to have to take his little paw, because he's 8 months old, and act like he's unwrapping stuff.
Oh, you're going to have to give me a list of things I have to do.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I have no idea.
No, you take his hand, you act like he's opening. Oh, my God. So
wow. It is the first Christmas, so it will be exciting.
You have to get the ornament.
Have you got the, have you dragged out your stuff yet for the tree?
I started the process.
But you stopped?
It's just, why do I have to be in the basement? That's such a long trip up.
Yeah.
And my tree has four parts.
Yeah.
I need a husband.
Yeah, you do.
Can you come over?
No.
Why?
I don't know how to put a tree together.
It has four parts.
I don't care.
And then the dummy in me took off the tags that say 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to kind of size them up.
Can you look at it and the sharp little point goes at the top?
2 and 3 look a lot alike.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you screw up 2 and 3, then all of a sudden you have skinny, fat, skinny, fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I bet you a million people will say that they've done that.
You probably need to go to like Angie's List or something, or one of those Task Rabbits or one of those sites
and
find somebody that knows how to slap a tree together, you know?
Well, the most embarrassing part of my life, I have a lot of them, is when I first moved here and I need that Biz Queen crap put in the bottom of my underneath my house or whatever. Yeah. I hired. Rent a husband?
You did.
Remember?
Yeah.
And I had to make the checkout to pay to the order of rent a husband.
Yeah. Sounds like a gigolo, doesn't it?
It was so sad. Yeah, I'm like, why did you call your business Rent a Husband?
Yeah, it's a great name until you write a checkout.
You write a check.
And everybody sees
and
it.
And then you go, wow, I suck as a human being. Imagine if you had to write out a check to rent a wife.
Yeah. I wonder if they're still in business. Because you're right. There is a backlash to that.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. I mean, you would look, if somebody at the bank, if Wells Fargo gets you and it says rent a wife, they think that you got a prostitute.
That's what I said.
I know. I know, but a wife is worse.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.